from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
On Saturday, the River Cam at Fenditton was alive to the sound of drum beats as companies took part in the now annual Cambridge Dragon Boat Festival. Among them, our own Neil Whiteside. So I went down to take a look.
Merklin Hawk, and I'm the race director for the Cambridge Dragon Boat Festival.
How many of these have you done yourself?
Dragon Boat Festivals. In Cambridge, this is our seventh, but I've been involved for the last 25 years in doing dragon boat racing.
What's the popularity of it? Because I gather it's something which is really gaining enthusiasm.
Very much so, for two reasons. One, absolutely anybody and everybody can do it. Doesn't matter how fit you are, how old you are, what size you are. Anybody can do dragon boat racing, and that's the beauty of it, that people come here, everybody expecting to lose, and then they realise they're as bad as each other and they could all win it.
How much competition actually is there between the teams? I'm suspecting that some are going to be a bit more sort of up for it than others.
Yeah, very much so. The only training and practice they get is if they've entered before. So teams that did well last year or thought they did well last year are hoping to do well this year. But they've forgotten a lot, and there's new teams that have come along and they get a shock. So it is wide open.
I noticed when I was standing down by the water's edge there, a call going out for reserve members. Teams turning up and not necessarily having enough people to fill the boat.
One or two teams have turned up light. I think people had a long night and haven't got up. But there are one or two of the teams that are short. And there's lots of people that have come as supporters that fancy going the boat, so everybody wins.
How much practice actually takes place in the sort of the weeks up to this? Are people out on the river here having a go, or is it, as you say, are people just getting in at the last moment and just seeing what happens?
There's virtually no practice at all because there's only one dragon boat in Cambridge, and that's very rarely comes out nowadays. The only practice they tend to get is when they line up chairs in an office in pairs and they sit there pretending to paddle.
Okay. How did the whole dragon boat thing start originally? When were the first sort of dragon boats done, shall we say, as a leisure activity like this?
Dragon boating is an ancient Chinese sport and is over 2,500 years old now, and it all goes back to myth and mythology, and it used to be an annual festival. And over the years, lots of the other Asian countries started to get longboats and do festivals, to eventually, in the mid-70s, it came across to the UK, and that's when they saw the potential of the fact that not only could it be a festival, but it could actually be racing. And that's when racing started.
And the organisers here do these events across the country?
Yes, Gable Events, who organise this event, run 50-plus dragon boat events throughout the year. And these festivals, there are seven of them dotted around the country.
And finally, of course, this is in aid and part of EACH, the East Anglian Children's Hospice. What's the importance of being associated with that organisation?
It's very important to us that the history of dragon boat racing is all community and charity. And all of the events that we run, we try and encourage a charity influence, and we've partnered with East Anglian Children's Hospice to bring this event to Cambridge, and they are the official charity to the event, of which the biggest majority of the teams are raising money for, but there are one or two raising for their own pet charities, which is quite acceptable, and we're looking to raise, you know, hopefully over £20,000 today for charity.
My name's Debbie Fairhurst. I'm one of the fundraisers for East Anglia's Children's Hospices.
So Debbie, how long has EACH been involved in this particular event?
We've been lucky enough to be involved in this event for the last 4 years. So this is our fourth year now, and it's fantastic. Everybody thoroughly enjoys it, and it really does raise the awareness of such a wonderful charity.
And I sense it gives you a lot of visibility, because there's many companies taking part here, and all of which, of course, are going to be made aware of EACH if they're not familiar with you already.
Indeed, we're very, very lucky. And last year we had a great amount of publicity because we were the only crew that actually went into the river. So everybody then got to know our name. This year we're the Unsinkables. So everyone realises why we're the Unsinkables, because we sunk last year. And indeed, it does get the name well known. And all of the companies here are so supportive of us, and we're very, very grateful. And it was a fabulous day like today. The atmosphere here is brilliant. Everyone is so supportive, and everyone's truly having a really great time.
And briefly tell me about the work that each does, particularly up at Milton.
Milton is just one of our hospices. We've got three altogether, one at Quidnam and Treehouse that was opened, of course, by the Duchess of Cambridge. We look after children from zero up until the age of 18 across East Anglia. We give support to their families and the children wherever they want it. So if they want us to go out to the family home or have support in the hospice, then that's what we'll do as well.
Well, the best of luck today. I hope the team doesn't sink again. That would be an awful end to the event.
It's all good fun and they thoroughly enjoy it. And a massive, massive thank you to Gable and the guys here who organise this event for us. We wouldn't be able to survive without events like this. So thank you very much.
Debbie, thank you.
Thank you.
So what made Kerio get involved?
This is our second year. I've known about it because my previous company have done it and I've always just had fun, so that's why I got carried.
Sounds like a good plan. And do you take part yourself? Have you got onto the water?
Yes, I've been a rode in the first race, paddled, I mean, and I'll be drumming in the next one.
So you're taking it in turns on the drumming. That, to me, sounds a pretty important task, really. Yeah. Now, somebody at the front drumming and somebody in the back playing the theme from Hawaii 5-0 seems the way to run it.
Yeah. I think it's the drummer that makes the race, to be quite honest, so... With me in the drumming position, we'll probably win now.
How willing were your colleagues to take part in all of this? Do they need much persuading?
No, very willing. Yeah, because we had such a nice time last year, so we're just a lot more organised this year, so...
Are you aiming to win, or is it just the fun of taking part?
Taking part, but I'm sure there's other people here who's saying it's winning.
And I can tell you the eventual winner was Stanton Williams. Second was Produce World from Ilam. Third, Info Point. And fourth, Gorilla Cambridge.
Seeing you through the traffic.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.